The Massachusetts Supreme Court yesterday told the state legislature it must rewrite the laws that forbid homosexuals to marry. Opponents of gay marriage are redoubling their efforts to ban it with an amendment to the federal constitution. This week, Morning Edition is broadcasting a series of commentaries on gay marriage. Today, comedian Margaret Cho says that marriage is a basic right that both hetero and homosexuals deserve.
Gay culture seems ever-present these days. There are a myriad of television shows, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, Boy Meets Boy, Will and Grace, Queer as Folk. Madonna and Britney practiced a little lesbian action locking lips during the MTV Video Music Awards. Interior designers are the new rock stars, and gay is the new straight. There is a co-opting of the culture, as mainstream society robs the jewels of the queer community, like better window treatments and the importance of a multi-step skincare regimen. But there is still an egregious lack of equality. It seems like gays and lesbians can do all the things that straight people can do. Society says you're okay as you are, just don't try to get married or anything. It's like when whites stole rock and roll from blacks in the 50s, and the kids were all dancing to Little Richard. We love your music, but please don't use that drinking fountain. You can go to Las Vegas, get married by an Elvis impersonator, in a drive-thru. You can hold a reception in a graveyard and be chauffeured in a hearse if you so choose. But you have to be straight in order to do so. That's why I don't buy the argument that marriage is a sacred act between a man and a woman. Sacred? Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman got married. Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley. The disparity of rights between heterosexual married couples and domestic partners is no small number. In 1997, the official bean counters of the federal government, the General Accounting Office, surveyed all places in federal law where benefits, rights, and privileges are contingent on marital status. Guess how many? 1,049. These range from the outrageous, like limitations on adopting children, even the tragedy of orphan children being taken from foster care because the parents were gay, to the idiotic, like no family discounts for gays in national parks. They don't care how many times you play We Are Family by Sister Sledge. You are still paying full price. Yet at the same time, gays and lesbians are required to pay the same taxes as every other citizen. There is no special compensation for the lack of freedoms that keep the queer community at a deficit. A proposed amendment to ban gay marriage is downright ludicrous. Same-sex couples should have the ability to get married by Elvis, just like everyone else.
The comments of comedian Margaret Cho, currently on tour with her show Cho Revolution. Tomorrow, commentator Stanley Kurtz says gay marriage would ultimately undermine marriage as an institution.